And the opening tip is controlled by Galesburger. Here's Howard from the right side, and she hits the three-pointer right off the bat. Jessica Howard with the three. Back on the attack now comes Peoria Central. Into the front court now for Peoria comes Green. Green now on the dribble comes to the right side. Goes right into the paint to Cloche Nunn. Turnaround jumper is no good. The rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball here as down on the floor was Sarah Baker, and she was down there with Peoria's number 22.
I think that's Tiffany Kellum. The program's wrong on the number there, Jim.
So Tiffany Kellum is wearing 22 instead of 25. Here's the inbounds pass to Kellum. Kellum now has the ball knocked away from her and is picked up by Howard. So Howard with an offensive and a defensive play. Back comes Bailey Boyer. Boyer holds up on the right side. Top of the key to Baker. She'll take the shot from the three-point line. Top of the key, no good. The rebound controlled by Kellum. Fast break now ahead to Watkins. Watkins puts it up underneath and it's good. Siobhan Watkins with the basket. She's the three-point shooter, had the left-handed layup that time. And it's 3-2 in favor of Galesburg. Left side Howard. Bounce pass now gets the ball to Daler. Here's Howard again with the three-pointer. Good! Jessica Howard with two straight threes. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout called by Coach Howard.
A couple of interesting things right away there by the streaks. First of all, they're not pressing this game. We saw them press each of the last couple of games. I think the coach is backing off and wanting the streaks to focus on the half-court defense. Second of all, Peoria Central is coming out and trapping the corners. So what that's going to do is it's going to open up those wings. And we've seen twice now the streaks have kicked it down to the wing, then back up to Jess for the wide open three. She's got to look for that three-point shot all game long. And they're also conceding any long two-point jumpers. They're trying to really pack it in against Mynika. So the girls are going to have to hit those long jumpers.
So after Coach Michi Edwards' 30-second timeout, Peoria Central will come on the attack left to right. Into the front court now comes Tara Green. Green on the dribble left side against Bailey Boyer. Shovels it off on the far left wing to Watkins. Back up top now to Tiffany Kellum. Kellum now will drive the paint against Warner. Puts it up, no good. Rebound, Mynika. Outlet pass, Bailey Boyer. Here come the streaks right to left. Into the front court, Bailey Boyer now. Holds up high right side. Now gets it to Howard up top. Now to left side to Daler. She takes the jumper air ball. The rebound controlled by Zaray Reynolds underneath. Ray Reynolds, the outlet pass now in the front court to Green. Green holds up left wing. Top of the key, Watkins. She's their three-point shooter. High post now to Kellum. Kellum now, guarded by Warner. Foul line left. Now will dribble. Dribbles down the lane. Tried to get it up, but lost the ball out of bounds. It's going to belong to Galesburg.
Well, it definitely looks like Kellum just wants to get the ball at the high post and just drive on Mynika. Mynika should make her shoot that long jumper and just lay off for a little bit and just protect the basket.
Here's Sarah Baker, top of the key. Gets it left side to Bailey Boyer now. Back up top to Jessica Howard. Howard for the streaks. Hands it off to Bailey Boyer, and she comes between the rings. It's 6-2 in favor of the streaks. Just underway here at Peoria Central. To Daler, cross court Howard. Open again for the three. She'll take it. No. It was short this time. Boy, it looked right on line as we had a perfect look at it. And the rebound controlled by Siobhan Watkins. Back comes Peoria Central. Now to Green on the left side. Green gets the ball in the paint. Now to Hightower. She'll turn around, jumper is good. Ashley Hightower with the basket, and it's 6-4 Galesburg. Back on the attack, Bailey Boyer right to left. Top of the key, Sarah Baker for the streaks. Bounce pass now to Daler. She takes the shot partially blocked, and we'll get a whistle and a foul call.
Well, Whitney Daler definitely looking for her offense here early, Jim, and I know that's something that you've definitely wanted to see for most of the season, is Whitney to get a little bit more involved on the offensive end, and she's definitely going right after it right now.
So Daler is fouled by Ashley Hightower, her first. That's going to be the first team foul on Central as Daler makes the free throw. I had a long chat with Evan Massey before the game, and one of the things he talked about was the fact that, you know, Daler is really as fast as she was a year ago with that knee. She had ACL surgery on the left knee. And you know what they say, Eric? Well, you know as well as I do. Usually it takes a year and a half, maybe 2 years to come back from that surgery.
Yeah, the ACL, definitely not a good surgery to ever want to have, but it definitely takes a while for an athlete to get back to full speed.
Whitney makes them both. Pacheco's come into the game along with Mangieri and Maddie Boyer for the streaks. Into the front court now comes Peoria Central. This is Siobhan Watkins. Gets it out to Kellum. Tiffany Kellum has it at center court. Kellum comes on the right side to Watkins. She'll drive the right baseline now for Central. Now comes back towards the foul line, gets it up top to Green. Now on the left side, they go to Hightower. She'll take the baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Kellum underneath, right back up, no. And the rebound Shelby Pacheco for Galesburg. Here come the Strakes. They get a stop on Central again that time. Into the front court now, Mangieri on the right side for Galesburg. Now to Mynika Warner, high right wing. Round the three-point line to Mangieri. Backdoor Mynika. She'll put it up and through. Oh, a perfect pass from Kat Mangieri to Mynika Warner. Warner's first of the game, and it's 8-4 Galesburg with 4:25 to go first quarter. Back comes Tara Green now for the Central Lions. Green on the left side, now to Hightower. Hightower will come right side now to Watkins. Siobhan Watkins, and gets a pass in the lane now to Kellum. She puts a reverse layup up and through.
Well, Kellum definitely looks like she's got some good post moves. The Streaks are going to have to do a good job helping up Mynika out today and doubling down.
Left side, Maddie Boyer. Now underneath the Warner, but she's going to be hit by two girls underneath. Kellum along with Reynolds. And we'll get a whistle and a foul is going to be called. And they're going to call the foul against Tiffany Kellum, her first. That'll be the second team foul. And it'll send Mynika Warner to the free throw line. This morning, Mynika was 0-for-1 from the line. She didn't play much in that game, though, Aaron.
No, she was in foul trouble. And that really has been something, as Coach said in the postgame interview, that's plagued Mynika this year. And she's got to do a better job of keeping herself on the floor. She knows how valuable she is to this team.
Free throw is short by Mynika. We'll get a substitution for Central as Tony Johnson will come in and Zaray Reynolds will go out for the Lady Lions. One more free throw for Mynika, the 6'1 junior. Galesburg leading at 10-6. 4:01 to go first quarter. Here's the free throw, and it's because this one's going to drop through. So Mynika has 3 points. And Peoria Central will bring it back, and here's stolen by Howard on the press. Howard comes all the way down, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound Pacheco, right back up, no! The rebound now is going to be picked up by Maddie Boyer. No, she couldn't control it on the baseline. It was picked up by Watkins, and she bounces it off Boyer. It goes out of bounds, and Central will control. Oh, a great chance for the Streaks that time.
Well, I like this three-quarter court trapping zone that the Streaks are in right now. They're doing a good job ball hawking on it. And they get that initial trap, and they're doing a good job on the weak side, better job than we've seen them do on their full court press. And what it does is if you get beat on it, it's not as detrimental because you're already that much farther back.
Siobhan Watkins over the timeline now, gets the ball to Hightower, stolen away by Warner. Here's Mynika, tries to back her way in, got it to Pacheco. Pacheco in the lane, puts it up, it's going to bounce over the backboard and hit one of the guy wires behind the backboard, and it'll be Central's ball.
We're not seeing a lot of fouls called in the early going here, Jim. A lot of contact on the last two drives by the Streaks and no fouls called.
So Tony Johnson will bring it back on the attack. They get it out at center court. The press has worked so far. Now it's stolen again on the press by Pacheco. As she got the pass, they were trying to get it into Kellum. Pacheco to Mangieri. Left side Howard now for the Streaks with 3:16 to go here in the first quarter. Now they get it on the right side to Pacheco. Now back up top to Mangieri. Mangieri bounce pass to Warner, high right side. Back out now to Howard. She loses the ball and is going to be tied up and will get a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, it'll belong to Central.
That was just a bad pass by Mynika. She threw it down by the ankles of Jess Howard. And it led to Jess having to get on the floor and get tied up. Let's see if the Streaks are going to be able to take advantage here and get another 2 points.
Daler is going to come back in for Galesburg along with Bailey Boyer. Back now come the Silver Streaks. Daler's tied up and double-teamed right here in front of the scorers table, and she's going to be called for traveling as she had two girls on her that time. Shanice Watkins was on her along with Ashley Hightower.
And it looked like there was some contact there, some reaching in, but no foul called. So Daler was just trying to get some room to make a handoff to Maddie Boyer.
So Central will have it. They trail by 5, 11-6, 2:50 to go here. And now Kellum can't handle the pass as Tony Johnson threw a pass down around her knees, and Kellum had it go right between her legs, and Galesburg's going to get it again on the unforced turnover.
The Streaks have got to start capitalizing on all these turnovers. 6 turnovers in the early going already for Central.
Here's Pacheco on the high post to Maddie Boyer. She'll take the three-pointer. No good. Rebound Sarah Baker. Baker puts it up. No, but she's going to be fouled underneath. And the foul here is going to be called against Tony Johnson. Her first, the third team foul. The Streaks are beating him to the ball, Eric.
Yeah, they're doing a very good job. They've come out a lot more aggressive than we saw them start the last game against Peoria and Notre Dame. And that really put them in a hole. You're trailing by 12 after one. That's not a good tone for the rest of the game.
Sarah Baker misses the free throw. She's a 5'8 junior for Galesburg. She scored 15 points this afternoon. 52% free throw shooter on the year. One more for Baker, and this one is going to be good. makes it 12-6 in favor of the Streaks. Back on, or 11-6, 12-6. I was right the first time. Back on the attack comes Central. Watkins underneath to Kellum, and Kellum puts it up right over Baker. Tiffany Kellum has four. Back come the Streaks. It's 12-8 now. Here's Baker, top of the key. Left side, not a Daler. Here's the pass inside to Pacheco from Maddie Boyer. And Pacheco puts it up and through. Shelby Pacheco's first of the game. And it's 14-8 in favor of the Streaks. They're a little slow getting it up on the board. Back into the front court now comes Watkins. Watkins on the right side, guarded by Maddie Boyer. She holds the ball up over her head. Now she drives the paint on the left side. Almost lost it, now did lose it. It's going to be picked up by Bailey Boyer, but she saved it right into Watkins. Watkins will drive in, take the jumper off the glass, no good. The rebound controlled and put right back up and through by Ashley Hightower. Hightower has four. 14-8 now in favor of the 14-10 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Left side now, Maddie Boyer. Boyer now on the far left wing goes cross court to her sister Bailey. Top of the key now to Whitney Daler. Left side now to Maddie Boyer. Now back up top to Daler. Right side to Maddie. Into Pacheco. Pacheco now to Sarah Baker. Lazy pass there, and we'll get a jump ball here. A lazy pass by the Streaks, and it results in a jump ball, and it'll be Central's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, right there, Shelby's just got to take it herself. She's got to use her post moves, and she's got to get a shot up. She had an easy one-on-one post right there. Drop step, take it to the rim.
Galesburg will apply the full court pressure. They've had some success with it in this game so far. They lead it by four, 14-10. Minute 19 to go, first quarter. Stolen by Baker in the backcourt. She'll put it up and through. Oh, Sarah Baker has 3 points. The steal in the hoop for her. And it's 14-10 in favor of Galesburg. Make it 16-10. Back into the front court now, Howard. Howard got it to Warner. Warner stole it. They get it back. Jessica Howard was able to save it. And back to Manika. And the press worked again. Now here, top of the key is Sarah Baker. Left side, Bailey Boyer. Back out to Baker. Baker now got it over to Daler. Right side, that ball was knocked away as they were trying to get it to Howard in the corner. Back on the attack now comes Tiffany Kellum. Kellum, their best player, the All-Stater, on the left side. She gets it down. Here's a baseline drive by Tony Johnson. Deflected and picked up by Manika Warner. Back comes Galesburg right to left. This is Baker. Left side, Howard. Howard dribbles, but she's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate too, because a great defensive play by Manika at the other end to get the ball back for the Streaks. A good block. She did a good job of keeping her body away from the body of Tony Johnson when Johnson went up with that shot.
29 seconds to go in the first quarter. They get it down to Kellum against the press. She's foul line right. Now on the dribble to the basket, puts it up, and she's going to be fouled on the play, and we'll get a call here against the Silver Streaks.
Well, that's a foul on Manika Warner. She's got to take the charge right there. She did a good job of sealing off the baseline, but she let Kellum come into her, and then she extended her arms out over the top. She stands there, takes the charge. That's a foul on Kellum. The ball's going the other way.
Kellum makes the first free throw. She has 5 points in the game. First foul on Warner. First team foul on the Silver Streaks. As Eric said before, not many fouls called in this game so far, as we have 21.5 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Kellum misses the second free throw. Rebound Warner to Bailey Boyer, and Galesburg will come on the attack right to left. Now stolen in the backcourt away from Boyer and put up and through by Tara Green. Green's first of the game. 16-13 now in favor of the Streaks. Full court pressure, and we're going to get a travel here called against Sarah Baker.
That's one of those unforced turnovers that I'm sure drives Coach Massey nuts, is nobody was even pressuring Sarah Baker right there. She just shuffled her feet while she was looking for a pass.
So now Central will have it underneath their basket. Peoria Central gets it in now to Tony Johnson. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. Rebound by Nika Warner on the left baseline. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Galesburg 16, Peoria Central 13. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Wait, I'm here. Please, are there any tellers still on today's business?
No problem, sir. All of our tellers are still on today's business.
They are?
Yes, it's a new service we're offering. Here at F&M Bank, we've done away with cutoff times, which means no more next-day business transactions. The day you do your deposit is the day we process it, no matter what time it is.
You asked for it, you got it.
Call or stop by today. Your community, your money, your bank. F&M. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team steps out of conference tonight at home against Springfield. Join us for pregame coverage at 7:10 on WGIL.
Galesburg's ball to start the second quarter. They lead it 16-13. Shelby Pacheco has it up top, throws a lazy pass. It's going to be intercepted by Tony Johnson. All the way down, left-handed layup is good. Tony Johnson's first of the game, 16-15 Streaks. Comes Maddie Boyer, looking inside for Nika, still double-teamed on the right wing, got it out to Bailey Boyer, cross-court pass, they tried to get it to Howard, but it was intercepted by Central. It got down Watkins, she'll put it up, good. Siobhan Watkins with a pull-up jumper at the foul line, she has four, 17-16 in favor of Central, their first lead of the ball game. Back now comes Shelby Pacheco to Bailey Boyer on the right side, they operate outside the three-point line against the man-to-man defense. Now Bailey Boyer will have it at center court for the Silver Streaks. Now to Warner, back up top now to Howard, near side Bailey Boyer. They tried the backdoor pass, tried to get it inside to Mynika, but it was intercepted by Tiffany Kellum. Ahead now to Watkins. Here's the pass right side, put up by Tony Johnson, the shot, but the rebound Kellum, and now we're going to get a jump ball here, and on the alternating possession, it'll belong to Central.
Right there, Jim, you cannot allow them to keep that ball. It's a good block by Mynika. Somebody's got to get on that ball and bring it back for the Streaks. Watch the middle of the lane here.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Watkins. She has it tipped away. Now Howard's going to pick it, and Howard's going to be grabbed as Howard was trying to get away from it. And Tara Green reached around and grabbed her arm. And so on the foul, that'll be Green's first, the fourth team foul. And you can hear the Galesburg fans in front of us. They like what they're seeing.
They do, and I think they were surprised that there was actually a call there, as it took a couple grabs to get the call.
Well, one of the officials of this game is Eric Geiger from Galesburg. He's Gary and Linda's daughter. And, of course, Linda at the high school, everybody knows her. And now we're going to get a travel on Jessica Howard as she had it out, an unforced turnover there. And so Eric is a 1995 graduate of Galesburg High School and now lives in Peoria, and he's the one that made that call.
Well, four straight possessions that result in turnover for the Streaks, that's not going to get you anywhere in this game. And, in fact, it's given the lead up.
Stolen by Maddie Boyer at center court on the press. Maddie comes all the way down, puts it up, and she's going to be fouled as she went in from the right side for the layup. The personal foul will be called against Tony Johnson, her second. That'll be the fifth team foul against the Lady Lions. And so Maddie Boyer will step to the free throw line, and she will shoot two here for the Streaks. And we've been watching her evolvement over the past three or four games.
Well, she has gotten more aggressive, Jim, and it's helped the offense for the Streaks ultimately. Free throw miss right there by Maddie, but that's one thing she's got to improve upon is her free throw shooting, because she is so aggressive. She gets in the lane, she draws fouls.
Second free throw is perfect. I swear I saw her make 14, 15 in a row last year on the sophomore team. It was just amazing, and I can't believe she can't do it now. Now stolen by Pacheco on the press, but they get it back. Down to Kellum. Kellum goes right down the lane, puts it up and through. Oh, that's why she's an all-stater. Tiffany Kellum right down the lane for Peoria Central, and it's 19-17 Lady Lions. Bailey Boyer now for the Streaks. Gets it to Shelby Pacheco. Now on the right side to Maddie. Maddie Boyer holds the ball over her head for Galesburg. On the dribble right side, she's guarded out there by Tara Green. Back to her sister Bailey, now to Maddie. Maddie will drive the paint. She'll put it up, but Kellum just reaches up and takes the ball away. Now there's a scrum for the ball, and Kellum comes out with it. Ahead now to Johnson. Johnson all the way down court. Here's Watkins with the three-pointer. No! The rebound, and we're going to get a whistle here and a foul underneath against Tara Green, pushing underneath her second. That'll be the sixth team foul on Central, and so Galesburg is going to get the ball.
Yeah, the better job boxing out by the Streaks in that possession. On the last possession, if you're Maddie Boyer and not one of the tallest girls by any means, only standing at 5'4" for the streaks. You can't take that right into the 6'1" or the 6 foot Kellum because she's going to block that shot all day.
She didn't even jump. She just stood there and took it right out of her hands. Here's Galesburg in the front court. Maddie Boyer on the right side. Now to Mangieri, who's come into the game, to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Now Sarah tried to get it into Mynika, but threw a lazy pass, intercepted by Tiffany Kellum. Here comes Central, but Kellum walks with it. She was trying to shovel the pass on the right side to Siobhan Watkins, but Tiffany Kellum traveled, and so Galesburg will get it.
Yeah, and the Streaks have to be smarter with their passes. They looked real good in the first quarter, being smart with their passes, working the offense, and now they're getting lazy with their passes again.
Now Daler's going to have the ball bounce off of her foot, but they say that it went off of Central's Ashley Hightower. I don't think Demetrius Edwards cared for that call. Maybe he's just yelling at his team. Here's Mangieri, left side now to Daler. Bounce pass center court to Maddie Boyer, who loses it. Now scrum for the ball. The ball on the floor, and they'll give it to Central. They say it went off Maddie Boyer.
Well, just carelessness right there by Maddie Boyer, but I was a little confused with the pass in the get-go. Maddie was way back by the jump circle. I don't know why you work the ball backwards right there. The Streaks have to be looking to push this press in.
Well, we've seen teams force them all the way out to center court all year. That's what Alleman did. Now stolen by Maddie Boyer on the press again. Maddie comes all the way down, puts it up. No! And it's going to stick between the backboard and the rim. And so on the alternating possession, it'll belong to Galesburg, as it should.
Well, and I think Coach Massey's not too happy with the fact he thought, I believe, that there was a foul there when Maddie went up for that shot. It looked like, I believe it was Tony Johnson, I think, that it looked like she came over and got a swipe at her.
Karis Johnson has come into the game. 5'5 freshman for Central. Maddie Boyer will trigger underneath the Galesburg basket. Gets it into Sarah Baker. Bounce pass down to Daler. Doesn't seem like we've scored in a while. Now to Boyer. Inside to Warner. Turnaround jumper. No good. Nobody on the other side to rebound. It's pulled off by Watkins. Back left to right come the Central Lady Lions. This is Watkins. On the right side down to Chris Johnson. Karis Johnson. Back up top. Now they get the ball to Siobhan Watkins. Now into Kellum. Kellum in the paint forever. And it's stolen right away by Warner. Just exactly what was done to Maddie Boyer by Kellum. That time Warner does it to Kellum. Now left side Daler. Top of the key Warner. Right side Maddie Boyer. She'll take the three. Yes! Maddie Boyer with the three-pointer on the right side. And it's 20-19 as Galesburg comes back and takes the lead with 4:05 to go here in the second quarter. Kellum to Watkins. Watkins in the paint. She'll take the 10-foot jumper off the glass. No good. Here's Kellum all over the back of Warner. No whistle. And she takes the ball away and puts it up and through. Oh, there should have been a whistle there.
Definitely.
And I think Massey's telling Doug Williams of Peoria that there should have been a whistle there. And now we're going to get a foul against Galesburg, against Central. And shooting two, it's going to be against Watkins. Shooting two is going to be Mynika.
Well, a good aggressive move right there by Mynika. But on the other end, she's got to do a better job of ball denial against Kellum. They can't just let Kellum catch the ball within three to 5 feet of the basket. Make her work for the ball. Half runner, fronter, make them work at it, because you know that they want to get the ball inside to Kellum as much as they can.
So Ray Reynolds comes back in. Ashley Hightower goes out for Central. Warner missed the first one. She has one more, and this one's going to drop through for the Silver Streaks. 3:47 to go, second quarter, 21-20 in favor of Central. Full court pressure by the Silver Streaks. 21 all, I should say. Now over the timeline, they get the ball to Watkins. Watkins now will drive down all the way in the paint. Left-handed layup up and through. Siobhan Watkins has six. 23-21 in favor of Central. Back on the attack now comes Mangieri. Now to Baker. Left corner, Maddie Boyer. On the baseline, she'll take the jumper air ball. Pulled off underneath by Tara Green. And Tara Green couldn't control it. But they say it went off of a Galesburg player. And so Peoria Central will have it in the backcourt.
Well, it looked like Mynika did pry that ball loose. Unfortunately, nobody there to go get it for the Streaks. Very aggressive play right now by Maddie Boyer, Jim. She's looking for a shot as much as she can. A good shot fake on that last time to get herself a wide open shot on the jumper, or on the baseline, excuse me. She's just got to look to hit that little jumper.
Siobhan Watkins on the dribble against Boyer out front. Gets it over to Tara Green. Green on the right side. Now to Kellum, high post at the foul line. Left side Watkins. The NBA three. Yes.
Showing off some range, Jim.
Siobhan Watkins, it was a line drive three-pointer, too. 26-21 Central. Now Maddie Boyer left side into Mynika. She'll put it up, no. The rebound, Mynika. Right back up again, no. And the rebound this time pulled out by Zayre Reynolds. Now the outlet pass to Green. Back on the attack. Here's Watkins again with the three, and it's good. That's Siobhan Watkins, two in a row from the right side. And just like that, it's 29-21 Central.
Well, and unfortunately, there's you're not used to having to defend that three-point shooter 3 or 4 feet behind the line, but it looks like they're going to have to put somebody out there to get in Watkins' face. I wouldn't be surprised to see maybe a Sarah Baker go guard her because she's got a little bit more length so she could get the hand up on that shot, but not a whole lot you can do there. But on the offensive end, the Streaks have to play stronger. They have to get those offensive rebounds and put them back up strong. Right there, Mynika got the rebound. It looked like she may have been fouled on the but regardless, she was fading away from the basket. She's got to take it hard and take it strong to the hole.
And that's what you've been saying all year.
Yeah. She
faded out with a fadeaway jumper from the baseline instead of going towards the basket. It's a 29-21 in favor of Central after the 30-second timeout by the Streaks. Whitney Daler in the backcourt. Galesburg trailing by 8. Now Maddie Boyer gets it down to Mynika. Mynika will drive the hoop this time. Puts it up, no good. Rebound comes back out to Sarah Baker. She couldn't control, but Mangieri picks it up. Now to Maddie Boyer inside to Warner, and we're going to get a foul called underneath. This one's going to go against Karis Johnson, I think. Let's see.
Or no. Watkins.
No, it'll be against Tara Green.
Tara Green.
That'll be her third, the eighth team foul. It'll send Mynika Warner back to the free throw line. Some of the Central fans sound like they're giving the raspberries to Doug Williams of Peoria right now. Free throw is going to be good by Mynika. Here comes Bailey Boyer and Jessica Howard in. Catman Jerry and Maddie Boyer out for the Streaks. Mynika's made two in a row. She's made 3 of 5 in the game. Galesburg trails by 7, 29-22. Here's Mynika's free throw, and this one is going to be good.
Well, good job by Mynika to convert there. They needed those free throws. Now they have to step up the defense. This three-quarter court press worked pretty well, but the Streaks have to realize where they are and play their zones.
Comes into Siobhan Watkins. She's hit 2 threes in a row, still in the backcourt. Now she'll break over the timeline. Comes all the way down, drives the basket, puts the layup up and through. Boy, nobody stepped out to stop her. Siobhan Watkins has 12 points in the second quarter, 14 in the game. Now it's almost stolen by Peoria Central, but Pacheco gets it back for Galesburg. Left side now Howard to Pacheco, to Bailey Boyer, now to Whitney Daler right wing. 31-23 in favor of Central. They have the 8-point lead, a minute 40 to go, second quarter. Now Pacheco at center court to Bailey Boyer up top. Boyer now comes on the dribble left side, gets it to Howard. Jessica Howard back up top to Daler. Right side Bailey Boyer into Baker, but Baker has the ball taken away by Tiffany. Kellum now hands it off to Siobhan Watkins, and Central will slow it down and come back left to right.
Well, on that last play by Watkins, you can't let her drive all the way down the lane and get that easy basket like that. And that's kind of the testament of why the Streaks have only taken 8 charges all season long. Somebody's got to just step up and take the contact.
Siobhan Watkins, high post now to Kellum with a minute to go, second quarter. Looks like they want to run some time off the clock here. 31-23 again the score, with Peoria Central leading the Silver Streaks. Galesburg led at the end of the first quarter, 16-13. Now here's Tara Green right side to Kellum top of the key. Back to Tara Green. Green comes on the dribble against Boyer. Gets it back out now to Siobhan Watkins. Watkins with 38 seconds to go. Dribbling out between the circles against Daler. Boy, is she quick. She's ready to go to that right side and launch another NBA three. She's hit 2 threes here in the second quarter. Here's Watkins now, drives the three-point line. Now comes back out to center court with 22 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 31-23 Central. Now they fake the weave. Watkins tries the left side. Now dribbles the foul line left. Back up top to Tara Green. Green now as Kellum comes out on the post. Back to Watkins. Watkins on the left side with 7 seconds to go. Watkins against Taylor. Drives inside the paint. Now a bounce pass left side. Here's Reynolds with a shot from the corner. No good, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Peoria Central 31 and Galesburg 23. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a new year, and you've joined countless others looking for a new you. A winning fit, preferably no carbs, no fat, and zero calories.
Well, look no further, my friend. The WGIL $3,000 button is back. No carbs, no fat, no kidding. You can win cash. Pick up a button today at one of these participating sponsors.
Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Carmark at Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. Knox Glass on North Henderson in Galesburg. And Cottage Corner Thrift Shop at 444 East Main in Galesburg.
For details, visit WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Bree Loves.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency. He's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Well, it was 16-13 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter, but the Streaks outscored in the second quarter 18-7 by Peoria Central. They trail by 8, 31-23 at the half. For Central, Siobhan Watkins lighting it up in the second quarter with 2 3-pointers, and then she had 3 buckets, so she had 8, 10, 12 second quarter points, 14 in the ballgame for the Central Lady Lions. 9 points for their all-stater, Tiffany Kellum, 4 points in the first half for Ashley Hightower of Central, 2 points for Tony Johnson. Tara Green had 2. As far as foul trouble, Tara Green has 3 fouls. Tony Johnson has 2. Kellum, Siobhan Watkins, and Ashley Hightower have 1 each. For the Silver Streaks, they only committed 1 team foul in the first half, and that was by, well, you wouldn't have to guess. You know who that was. That was by Mynika Warner. Galesburg is led in scoring at the half by Jessica Howard, who has 6 points, 2 3-pointers, 4 points in the first half for Maddie Boyer. She has a 3-pointer in the second quarter and a free throw. 3 points for Mynika Warner. I should say she has more than that. She has 6 points in the game, Mynika Warner does. So she's tied with Howard for the lead in scoring. 2 points for Shelby Pacheco, 2 points for Whitney Daler. I mentioned Sarah Baker has 3 points in the first half. So Howard and Mynika Warner lead the Streaks with 6 points each. And again, it was 16-13 Galesburg at the end of the first quarter, and then Central outscored them 18-7 in the second quarter to lead it 31-23. Eric?
Well, Jim, turnovers 14-13, so pretty much even. 14 for the Streaks, 13 for the Lions. As far as rebounding goes, 4 rebounds for Mynika, 3 for Pacheco are the leaders for the Streaks. And on the other end of things, not a whole lot of rebounds for the Lions. The Streaks have done a decent job keeping them off the boards. 3 for Kellum, 2 for Watkins, and they only have 8 total rebounds in the game. The issue's been, though, the streaks, just keeping the Lions away from the basket. A lot of easy layups in that at the end of that second quarter. And after a first quarter when the streaks pretty much controlled the whole quarter, we came out and saw a lot of sloppy play by the streaks and let the Lions get some easy layups.
You know, Siobhan Watkins, 2 3-pointers, and that drive down the lane she had, that's the difference in this game.
It is, and her ability to hit that three is unreal. I mean, we've seen some good three-point shooters. I would say she ranks right up there. And if Jess can just get some confidence to get that consistency as well, we've seen her take three in the game. She hit her first two, so she's not too far off either. And three offensive rebounds, so the streaks are limiting the second chance for the Lions, and only 2 second chance points for the Lions. So the streaks are right here in this game. They just need to pick it up defensively and stop some of those easy penetrations.
We want to wish a happy birthday today to Chuck Young, who is a young 57 today, Galesburg fan and parent. Chuck Young, happy birthday. You're 57th today. We drove over here in Galesburg Lincoln Mercury's, well, one of the last two 2008 Altimas. These are brand new cars, stickers still on the window. In fact, the car we drove today, I think it's almost the first it's been driven. These are 2008s now. The 2009s are out, but they have two brand new 2008 Altimas that they're ready to deal on at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, and you can stop by and see them. The car that we drove over here to Peoria, you know, I've driven Camrys and Accords. I don't think any car that I've ever driven has ridden better than this car today. It is really great, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, I haven't really driven many Nissans in my life, but this car today was unbelievable. It has a power moonroof, push-button start, power seat, CD player, so much more. We're the only ones, we radio guys, that have put any miles on this car. It only has about 200 miles on it right now, and it lists for $24,343. That's the sticker price. And through the end of the month, you can buy this car for only $20,990. That's right, $20,990. That's over $4,000 off the sticker price. This 2008 Altima gets over 30 miles per gallon, and it has a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. 5 years, 60,000 miles. The one we drove is a tan metallic color. The other one is just like the one we had, only silver in color. These are the last two 2008 Altimas available. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury has a total of 14 2009 Altimas in stock and ready for delivery. See Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, and the staff at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury. They're located just north of the square on North Broad Street in Galesburg. If you're listening on the internet, call them at 309-342-4121. That's a 2008 Altima on special right now at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury, 120 North Broad in Galesburg. I want to say hi to my brother and his family who are visiting my new grandchild in Sandwich, Illinois, and I'm sure they're probably listening on the internet. My brother Bob and his wife Pam and their children Aaron and Ben coming from Crystal Lake. We're glad to have all of you listening on WGIL and on WGIL.com. We're going to be speaking to Jackie Howard in just a moment as the streaks are back out. Our stats at half were brought to you by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. And our interview with Jackie Howard, as Eric is down on the floor, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it at McDonald's. Let's go down to Eric Gibson.
Thanks, Jim. I'm here with Coach Howard. Coach, that first quarter, it seemed like that three-quarter press was working pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we're happy with how we did pressure-wise. Slowed them down a little bit, you know, and we were able to get some turnovers off of it, so it was good for us.
And as far as the offense goes, they're really pressuring out on the wings. Are you going to add any wrinkles added here in the second half to try to get the ball inside a little bit more?
Well, we just kind of talked about on the perimeter that, you know, we have to be more aggressive, and when they come out, you have to punish them by driving, you know. So hopefully with that, if we do that, then that'll create some open shots, either if it's on the outside or, you know, on the inside. And post, we just got to, or whoever it is, if we drive in there, you got to keep taking up strong, and hopefully we'll get the calls.
Now, Watkins has done a great job of hitting that deep three. Are you going to have to extend the defense out on her to try to shut her down out there? Because she seems to have the speed also to go inside.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a great three-point shooter. I mean, you know, but you can't really get too mad at Maddie. I mean, she was in her face, you know, but she pulled it from pretty far out. But, you know, I mean, we're aware of it. You know, we're definitely going to try. We would definitely rather have her drive than, you know, we rather give her a 2 than a 3, I guess we could say. So.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Eric. Our interview with Jackie Howard brought to you on WGIL by McDonald's. Two locations to serve you, North Henderson Street in Galesburg, also on East Main. I'm loving it. McDonald's, one of our sponsors for a long, long time on these airwaves at WGIL. It was great seeing the boys last night against Moline, and Ryan Weber back coaching the Streak boys. They're going to have another game tonight, so it's a great day for basketball junkies. We're all headed back to Galesburg and going to watch the game tonight against Springfield. And we'll have that game with Mike Perry and Jim Lee, 7:10 the pregame, 7:30 tip-off on WGIL. Central's ball to start the third quarter. They lead it 31-23. Into the front court, Watkins right into Kellum. Tries to back in against Baker. The ball was tipped away, almost picked up by Daylor. Now it's on the floor. Right side to Reynolds. She'll take the pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound on Kellum underneath. She takes two dribbles, turnaround jumper, no good. This time the rebound controlled by Mynika Warner, and now she threw the outlet pass to Bailey Boyer, and I tell you what, Tara Green grabbed on to Bailey Boyer's arm, and the official was standing right there, and he did not make the call. That was horrible.
Well, and we've seen that a lot in this game. It's gotten real physical, Jim, and unfortunately, none of the officials have taken it upon themselves to rein this game in.
Comes underneath now. They get the ball to Reynolds. Now back up top around the three-point line to Siobhan Watkins. To Kellum. Tiffany Kellum against Warner. Goes right into her, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called against Warner. Boy, where was the original push?
Yeah, definitely. Kellum lowered her shoulder. Went into Mynika with the shoulder, no call. Then when Kellum went up for the shot, it looked like it was a clean block, a body, though, underneath. But it looked like all the contact was initiated by Kellum.
Second foul on Mynika, first team foul. Kellum goes to the free throw line. She misses the first. She has 9 points in the game. Second one will go through. So 10 points for Tiffany Kellum, their all-stater. Makes it 32-23. Back comes Galesburg. Underneath Mynika. Great bounce pass from Howard on the left baseline, and Mynika puts it up and through. She has 8. Back comes a Peoria Central now. Into the front court, Tara Green now on the dribble. Comes on the left side. Gets the ball over to Watkins. Now to Kellum. Kellum's going to take the three around. No good. The rebound underneath. There was a travel by Zariah Reynolds. They missed that one. Now the shot up. No good. And the rebound underneath Kellum. And she'll put it up and through. This officiating is bad. And now here's Warner. She's going to miss the easy one. She missed the easy layup, and the rebound controlled underneath by Ashley Hightower. Back comes Green all the way down. She'll put it up, but she traveled with it.
Just all over the place. It hasn't been consistently good anywhere, and unfortunately the Streaks are having a real issue with trying to get into this game here because of it.
Bailey Boyer back on the right side to Mynika, 34-25 in favor of Central. Backdoor Mynika, she'll put it up and through. Well, I tell you, Hightower was on her arm that time. Warner now with 10 points, 2 baskets in the third quarter. Back on the attack comes Peoria Central. They lead it by 7. Over the timeline, Tara Green. Left side now to Tiffany Kellum. Fakes against Warner, drives the paint, puts it up and through. Kellum with 5 third quarter points, 14 in the game. Back to Warner. Warner, the half-court pass going to be rejected by Kellum, but they're going to get Kellum on the arm. She hit Mynika, and Mynika's going to shoot too.
Well, and Mynika on the other end, defensive end, has to not even bite at that shot fake from Kellum. If Kellum's going to shoot up that long two or the three, let her have it and protect against that dribble drive. That's the only thing she's been able to hurt Streaks with.
Here's Mynika's first free throw, and she missed it.
Got to hit free throws right here, especially when you're down by 9 points. It's going to be the one thing that could get you back in this game.
71% shooter coming into the action this morning. Second one on the way, and she missed them both. The rebound controlled underneath by Tiffany Kellum. Oh, that hurts. Back now comes Tara Green. Green into the front court. Galesburg trails it 36-27. Green top of the key. Comes on the left side to Siobhan Watkins into Kellum. Kellum against Warner. Tries to back in. Back out to Watkins. She'll take the three and it's good. Oh, she's just a dead eye. Siobhan Watkins was 17 and they're all NBA threes. Now to Baker. Left side Howard. Howard's going to take the three. Yes! Oh, the teams exchange three-pointers. Jessica Howard has 9 points. 2 of them three-pointers for Galesburg. I should say all of them three-point shots for Galesburg. And it's 39-30 in favor of Peoria Central. Left side now Watkins. She's being guarded by Whitney Daler to Kellum, top of the key. Kellum now comes back to Hightower. Hightower baseline jump shot, no good. Rebound Reynolds right back up, no. Rebound Baker. Kellum was all over, or rebound Howard. They were all over the backs of the Streaks, and no whistle there.
Well, and that, again, another bad no call, because you've got to call that over the back right there, even though the ball went off the out of bounds off. Kellum Baker got mauled, more or less.
Pretty obvious, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pacheco in the backcourt. She's in the game to Maddie Boyer, who's also come in. They beat the press to Mangieri. Not a hot to Warner. Warner to Pacheco. She's going to be tied up by Zeray Reynolds. And it's going to be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession as Tony Johnson will come in and Zeray Reynolds will go out for the Central Lady Lions. So Maddie Boyer will throw it in for Galesburg, comes right in underneath to Pacheco, and Pacheco is going to be fouled by Tony Johnson, her third second team foul.
Well, good job right there by Shelby to initiate contact underneath. She got an easy little dump in from Maddie Boyer and was able to put it in. Jim, on that last three from Watson a little bit ago, it was actually Whitney Daler had helped off to try to go double-team Kellum. You can't come off of Watson. She's too good of a shooter to leave her that wide open.
Pacheco makes the first, misses the second, but the rebound's going to be picked up in the corner by Mangieri. Out to Maddie Boyer. Streaks with a chance here to score. They trail it by 8, 39-31. Bounce pass down Mangieri to Warner out beyond the three-point line. Cross-court pass to Howard. Now to Mangieri. Tried to get a cross-court pass to Warner, but it was intercepted and knocked away by Kellum. Kellum gets it ahead to Johnson, and now they tried to get it ahead to Watkins on the right side, but Howard came up and knocked it away for the Streaks.
Good hustle right there by Jess Howard, getting into the passing lane and knocking that one away. On the other end, Mangieri's got to realize who's guarding her. With Kellum on her, she's got to do a pass fake and get that up there. Make Kellum jump at a pass fake.
Tony Green now has it at center court for Central after it was knocked out of bounds by Jessica Howard. Green on the right side, top of the key, Reynolds. Reynolds now will drive the paint. She'll take the running jumper up, no good. The rebound's going to be batted around, still on the floor. Now three players go down. We're going to get a jump ball here as Kellum and three Streaks are all down there. And boy, tell you, it was Howard, Maddie Boyer, Mangieri, and they were all kind of on top of Kellum that time.
And I don't know why you didn't call that jump ball quicker. He let the scrum go on for a couple seconds before he called the jump ball.
And I think Michi Edwards, the coach at Central, just asked him that. Here's it triggered in now as his player was getting the worst of it. Gets it in now to Hightower. She'll drive the left baseline, takes the jumper, no good. It was an air ball. Saved inbounds by Warner. She gets it to Mangieri. Here's Kat Mangieri. Head to Maddie Boyer underneath Pacheco. Couldn't control the pass, and it goes to Kellum. Kellum will hand it off to Zeray Reynolds, and Reynolds will bring it up right to left for Central. Left side now to Watkins. She's about 7 or 8 feet outside the three-point line, but that's her best area. Watkins now comes top of the key, drives left side, hands the ball off to Tara Green, who drives the paint. She has it knocked away and is picked up by Shelby Pacheco. Back comes Galesburg left to right. Here comes Maddie Boyer. Boyer into the front court for Galesburg. She'll be double-teamed in front of the scorers table, and we're going to get a push here called against Central.
Well, and Michi Edwards didn't like that call. He thought his girls were straight up, but I think there's been quite a few times on that trap where they could have called the foul with the slapping in. That was one of the more behaved traps they've had.
Tara Green's fourth. That's the third team foul. But Galesburg's ball right in front of us at center court. Galesburg on the attack left to right. Dressed in the black uniforms here. Left side to Jessica Howard. Howard's had 3 three-pointers in the game. She dribbles out center court. Now has trouble and she's going to be tied up. And we're going to get a jump ball. Nice move by Tara Green as she was able to get her hand on the basketball. And Howard was tied up. And so on the alternating possession, Galesburg will get it.
Well, I'm surprised Tara Green's still in the game with the four fouls.
Comes into Mangieri. Mangieri gets bumped out at center court. Now they got it to Warner, but it was knocked away. Boy, this is one of the more physical games we've seen. The referee's just letting them go.
Well, you know, if Tara Green rides Mangieri any harder, she's going to need a saddle.
Yeah, no kidding. She was all over that time. Body to body. And that's what we see Alleman do. Alleman would love these officials. Top of the key now to Howard. Left side to Mangieri. The Cross court pass to Maddie Boyer. She'll take the three, no good. Rebound Pacheco on the weak side, and she's going to be bumped underneath by Zaray Reynolds, and Reynolds is going to be called for the foul. That'll be her first. That's the fourth team foul, and it'll send Shelby back to the free throw line. She's 1 for 2. She has 3 points in the game. Huge game this morning for Pacheco. She had 21 points for the Streaks.
Well, Jim, the Peoria is extending their the top of their zone out so far, trying to trap that. It leaves pretty much just Kellum guarding the two post players, and Kellum's only worried right now about Mynika. So the Streaks have to look for Pacheco. She's been wide open on some of these possessions, just standing right under the basket. Nobody's even looking for her.
Pacheco makes the first. Maddie Boyer, Mangieri, along with Warner, come out. Pacheco's second free throw in the air, and this one is good. So Shelby makes two in a row there. And it's 39-32, 7-point central lead with 2:44 to go third quarter. Back on the attack now comes Siobhan Watkins. Watkins top of the key, 3-point line. Now on the right side, got it over to Tara Green, who puts it up, no good. The rebound controlled by Jessica Howard. She dribbles it out for Galesburg. Hands it to Sarah Baker, now to Bailey Boyer. Here's Boyer into the front court to Sarah Baker. Back to Bailey. Bailey now comes on the left-handed dribble between the circles. Now to Jessica Howard, who's double-teamed. Out to Whitney Daler. Back on the right side to Bailey Boyer. She's going to drive all the way to the basket, but her shot rejected by Tiffany Kellum. Kellum, the outlet pass to Tony Johnson. Here come the Central Lady Lions to Green. Green will drive the basket. She puts it up, no good. Rebound Reynolds out to Watkins. She'll take the three. No, she missed one. The rebound Kellum in the lane, but they're going to get her for the foul, as she was on the back that time. That'll be Tiffany Kellum's third, the 15th foul. You can hear the Galesburg fans. They like that on the back call.
Yeah, we haven't seen a whole lot of them. That's why they like it so much.
So Galesburg, trailing in the game by 6, will come back on the attack left to right. Here come the Silver Streaks. Bailey Boyer now into the front court. Bounce pass down to Sarah Baker. Left side now in the corner to Taylor. She's going to take the three. No. The rebound comes out to Kellum on the left baseline. Sarah Baker almost got there, but Kellum beat her to the ball. Back comes Tiffany Kellum now. Nonchalance it over the 10-second line to Tony Johnson. Johnson on the dribble at center court. Now will come on the left wing. Gets the ball to Tara Green. Now to Watkins. Watkins top of the key. She's guarded by Whitney Daler. This is Siobhan Watkins now on the left-handed dribble. Now gets it into Kellum, and we'll get a reach-in foul here against Shelby Pacheco.
Yeah, if Shelby's got to do a little bit better of a half front right there. She could knock that ball away. She was a little bit too far behind Kellum to try to get in and knock that ball away, and therefore committed the foul.
Pacheco's first, second team foul. It'll be Central's ball. It comes in now to Tony Johnson. Johnson to Kellum. Kellum in the paint. She'll put the jump shot up. No good. The rebound, Pacheco came down with it, but the ball was batted out of bounds. They're going to give it to Central. They say it's off Shelby.
Yeah, it was. She's got to pull that rebound in right there, end this possession. Now another chance here for the Lions.
Comes into Zaray Reynolds. She'll take the 18-footer. No good. The rebound's going to be Central's Tara Green. Up top now to Tony Johnson. Johnson now comes out at center court on the dribble. Tony Johnson guarded by Jessica Howard. They're going to go into a four corners here with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. 39-33, high post. Now they get it to Kellum, and I think they're going to get Pacheco, as she was a little bit too tight on her. Boy, they call those and they don't call those other ones. Shelby,
yeah.
Second, third team foul.
It's amazing what we haven't seen called here and the ones that are actually being called.
Mike Rux's sophomores beat Central 68-39 earlier this afternoon. Bounce pass comes into Kellum, and now we'll get a jump ball. Good job by Pacheco, as she and Baker were down there, and Kellum got tied up. And on the alternating possession, it'll belong again to the Central Lady Lions.
Good defense so far by the Streaks on this possession, but they've got to get out of this possession by getting a rebound.
Alley-oop into Kellum, but it goes overhead, picked up by Bailey Boyer. 2-on-1 break Streaks, and now we'll get a foul called here. Let's see which way they go, and they'll call the block against Central. And the foul is going to be called against Tony Johnson. That'll be her fourth, the 6th team foul.
Well, Jim, definitely getting in some foul trouble here for Peoria Central. And we're only in the third quarter, minute left to go, and we've got a couple players for Central that already have 4 fouls. The Streaks have to keep being aggressive, try to keep grabbing these fouls from them.
Bailey Boyer goes to the free throw line. The 5'6 freshman hits the first.
Bailey only shooting 18% from the free 35% from the free throw line coming in, and hits both of them.
You jinxed her in the right way. She makes them both. 39-34, the Streaks narrow it to 5. Mynico Warner, Matty Boyer back in the game. Bailey Boyer, Howard, along with Pacheco goes out. Mangieri also back in for the Streaks. Comes into Tara Green, pressure by the Streaks to Reynolds. Intercepted by Warner. She gets it down to Taylor. Here comes Galesburg. They get the turnover to Mangieri. She'll come down, put it up. We'll get a foul called here, and this one will go against Tara Green. I have her for five.
Do you have Tara Green? No, they're giving it to Watkins.
Yeah, they'll call it on Siobhan Watkins, her second. That's a seventh team foul. And so Kat Mangieri, it wasn't a pretty shot that she threw up there, but she was fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two here.
Well, I'm sure as these fouls are adding up, they don't care what they look like as long as they keep drawing the fouls.
48.6 seconds to go, 39-35. We're in the third quarter. Mangieri missed the first. The second one's also missed. Oh, boy, you got to have those. The rebound controlled by Kellum. Ahead now to Green. She'll take the three, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
39.7 left here, down by four. You'd like to probably milk the clock right here and then try to get a last-second two and cut this lead down to two, maybe even one if you can get an open look on a three-point shot.
So Sarah Baker will trigger it into Bailey Boyer, and on the attack left to right will come the Silver Streaks to Mynica. Cross-court pass now. They get the ball to Sarah Baker, now to Bailey Boyer left wing. 28 seconds to go here, third quarter. Bailey Boyer's a pop out and double team her, now to Maddie. Maddie has it between the circles, now gives it to her sister Bailey. To Mynica Warner, high right wing. Now to Whitney Daler. Back to Bailey Boyer with 15 seconds. Here's back door Mynica. She'll put it up. No, she missed the easy one. Nobody near her, and the ball goes off of her out of bounds, and it'll be Central's ball. Oh, brother.
Well, last Saturday, she had quite the game shooting. I believe she was something like 13 for 16. Kind of the inverse today. She's having a poor day, shooting only 3 for 9 from the field. And Mynica being one that really makes your team go, you hate to see her have these kind of games, because that's a lot of close shots that she's missing because she doesn't shoot from too far out.
8 seconds to go. Here's Watkins going to launch the three. No good. The rebound controlled by Taylor. 1 second to go. At the buzzer, Baker takes the half-court shot. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Peoria Central 39, Galesburg 35. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
An Illinoisan who's been to Galesburg several times is our new president. I'm Will Stevenson. Tune in for live coverage of the inauguration of Barack Obama Tuesday morning starting at 10 on WGIL.
Galesburg had the ball and was unable to get a basket. And now we're going to have another basket by Peoria Central as Tara Green scored the first one. That one's going to be scored by Tony Johnson. And Central comes out and gets four quick points, and now we'll get a whistle, and we're going to get a timeout called by Evan Massey. Let's see what they call here. 30. They'll call a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the voice and choice of Western Illinois. This is WGIL Galesburg. Boy, two quick baskets for the Lions.
Something the Streaks definitely didn't need to come back into this game was to come out, have a missed shot, and then a turnover, which led to four quick points. for the Lions. The Streaks did not get back on defense right there. Two easy layups on the transition. Got to shut that down. Got to step up here. And you'd like to see him get a good offensive position, possession, 2 points, and be able to set up their defense on the other end.
That puts Central up 43-35. Galesburg will have it. It comes into Mynika. Now to Whitney Daler. Boy, at the end of that third quarter, down by five, and then, boom, you're down by nine. Now to Sarah Baker to Mynika out beyond the three-point line. Give and go to Baker, and Baker puts it up. And, boy, it should have been a foul called there on Tony Johnson. She hacked Baker, but no whistle.
That was a bad no-call right there.
Now it comes into Baker. She'll pull. But this time they will call. Oh. So Sarah Baker gets the basket in. The foul called against Ashley Hightower, her second. That'll be the eighth team foul. We'll get a substitution as Ariana Christian will come into the game, and going out will be Hightower.
Yeah, good job by Baker to get in there, absorb the contact, get them to need to score as much as they can in from the inside here.
Sarah Baker converts a three-point play. Six in the game for her, full court pressure. Comes into Siobhan Watkins. She dribbles down the left side, all the way. Gets it ahead to Kellum. Pull-up jumper, no good. Kellum gets her own rebound. Warner backs right off of her, and Kellum puts it up and through. Tiffany Kellum has 16. Back comes Galesburg, now stolen away from Bailey Boyer. Picked up by Tara Green. Tara Green hands it off. There was a travel right there as Christian traveled, but Green gets a rebound, puts it up and through. Tara Green with two baskets in the fourth quarter, six on the game. Now Bailey Boyer going to lose the ball as she crossed center court. Now the ball goes on the floor. Tony Johnson picks it up, and Central's going to have it back as the Silver Streaks turn it over again.
This is exactly what we saw in the second quarter. A lot of turnovers right away, and the Streaks fell behind real quickly in the second quarter. The Streaks need to pull it together here and control the ball when they come to their side of the floor.
47-38, the 9-point lead. Here's Siobhan Watkins on the left side. High post foul line left to Kellum. Pass right side, Tony Johnson. She takes two dribbles. The jump shot no good. Rebound, Kellum right back up and through. No offensive rebound from Warner, or defensive rebound from Warner. Kellum has 18 points, and we'll get another whistle here and a timeout called. This will be a full with 5:52 to go in the game. It's Central 49, Galesburg 38. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Glad to have you with
us.
Boy, the Streaks trailed 39-35 at the end of the third. Now they're down by 11, 49-38.
Yeah, they've been outscored 10-3 already in the first 2 minutes of this quarter, and mostly because of turnovers. The Streaks have to, number one, cut the turnovers out, and also because of all the offensive rebounds Peoria's been able to get. I believe they've gotten three here and converted them all into points.
Still plenty of time, though. Let's see what Galesburg can do. Howard now has the ball in the front court for the Streaks on the far right wing. But I tried to get a bounce pass to Boyer, and we'll get another timeout called Evan Massey as Howard was in the corner, double-teamed over there, had nowhere to throw it.
Well, and this is a recurring theme we've seen a lot this season is the Streak girls dribbling into bad portions on the floor and then just picking up their dribble when they've got pressure on them. You can't do that unless you know what you're going to do with the ball. Stay out of the corners and against a trapping defense, and definitely don't dribble down in that corner and then pick up your dribble, because it's hard for anybody to come out and help you because you're stuck so far back, and it's easy for the defense just to overplay.
Peoria Central's boys state champions in 1908, 1977, 2003, and 2004, back-to-back state championships.
Yeah, they had a team back then, very, very good team. Sean Livingston jumped right to the NBA, and unfortunately for him, he just has never been able to get going after suffering a career-altering injury when he just decimated his leg.
Wow. So after the 30-second timeout, the ball will belong to the Silver Streaks. It'll be triggered inbounds by Maddie Boyer. Bounce pass comes into Pacheco. Bad pass though, and they're going to give it to Peoria Central.
I didn't really understand that call.
I think they're saying Boyer was the first to touch the ball.
She wasn't though. It got knocked away.
But that's the call.
Right. Which that's what I thought the call was, and unfortunately we could plainly see, and we're farther away, that it was knocked away.
Here comes Central now against the token pressure. Tara Green, right side Watkins, inside now to Christian. She'll put it up, no good. Rebound Kellum. Kellum takes it away from Warner, and now they're going to get Mynika on the foul.
Another offensive rebound. That's the 13th offensive rebound in the game for the Lions. They had three at halftime.
Warner's third foul. That's going to be the fourth team foul. Tiffany Kellum, who's a 6-foot senior, will go to the free throw line. She's 2 for 3 today from the line. She misses this one. She'll get one more. She has 18 points in the ballgame, including two baskets here in the fourth quarter. The All-Stater puts the second one up, and this one is going to be good. 49-36 now, Central. Here comes Mangieri crossing center court. Back out to Pacheco at center court. Now left side, Pacheco will take the left-handed dribble to the left wing. Out to Warner, a lazy pass, but Mynika was able to get it. Now she tried a cross-court pass, intercepted by Watkins. Back comes Central. Watkins all the way down, missed the easy layup. Rebound Mynika Warner for Galesburg. She's bumped underneath, and we'll get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called here.
Well, a good rebound right there by Mynika, but she can't make that pass. They had absolutely no lane to throw that ball in. With how quick Watkins is, she was able to go grab that ball and then take it down. Luckily for the Streaks, she was going a little too fast for her own good, and she couldn't put it in.
Foul is called against Tara Green. I think that's her fifth. No, maybe not. It's the eighth team foul. That's for sure.
Well, interestingly enough,
must be her fourth.
I don't think we're the only ones that have her at five.
So Mynika is going to go for the free throw and shoot the one in bonus, and the first one is good. So Warner, now with 9 points in the game, she breaks an 0-for-2 streak. She had made a three before that. Second free throw now for Mynika, the 6'1 junior on the way, and this one's going to be good. 50-40 now, the 10-point lead with 5:05 to go in the game as Central's up by 10. In the backcourt, Siobhan Watkins for the Lady Lions crosses center court, right side Tara Green. Green now gets a bounce pass back up top. Now underneath, here's a shot up by Tony Johnson, and it's good. Tony Johnson from the left side. Johnson has 6, 52-40, and now a whistle here as Mangieri comes up court, and they'll get Tara Green again on the foul, and I think this will be 5.
This is 5, and she definitely just lowered the shoulder and into Mangieri as Mangieri was trying to bring that one up the floor.
Karis Johnson will come in for it. Mangieri will shoot 2. She has yet to score in the ballgame today. She's 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Boy, she just kind of flings it up there. Yeah, no form at all in that free throw.
Not a lot of confidence, it doesn't look like, from the free throw line. She's young, though. It takes time to get that touch, so probably next year, maybe even, she'll have a much better form.
She missed it, but the rebound, Pacheco right back up. No! This time it's going to go off Watkins out of bounds, and so Galesburg's going to have it. So Mangieri misses both the free throws, but Shelby Pacheco able to get the rebound, unable to put it through. It'll be thrown by Maddie Boyer, tried to get it in the corner to Pacheco. It was knocked out of bounds by Peoria and by Ariana Christian, I believe it was. Yes, it was. And so when Maddie Boyer will try to throw it in again. Maddie looking, still looking to throw it in. Now throw a bad pass. I don't know if that was to Howard or Warner. Intercepted by Kellum. Ahead to Johnson. Left-handed layup. No. She missed the easy one. Rebound Pacheco. Boy, Central's giving Galesburg a chance. Back comes Howard. Howard now on the left side for the Streaks. Bounce pass out now to Pacheco. Pacheco now loses it. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul called against Ariana Christian. That'll be her first, and that'll be the 11th team foul. And so Galesburg will go to the line. Shelby Pacheco will shoot 2. This is who you want shooting based on what we saw this morning.
Yeah, and the Streaks definitely need to start hitting some of these free throws. It's been a huge liability here in this game, and is resulting in the Streaks not being able to get back into when, as you stated, the Lions have opened the door for the Streaks.
Pacheco makes the first. Now Sarah Baker, Whitney Daler, and Maddie Boyer come back in as Mangieri and Warner, along with Howard, go out. Second free throw was missed by Shelby. The rebound, Tiffany Kellum. 52-41 in favor of Central with 4:16 to go in the game. Here's Tony Johnson now to Tiffany Kellum. Kellum guarded by Pacheco, and Shelby tips it away from her. Pacheco gets the turnover. Here comes Shelby Pacheco again. Bailey Boyer at center court. Here come the streaks to Sarah Baker. Now back out to Pacheco. Right side Boyer. Here's a pass inside to Baker, and Sarah Baker will put it up and through. Great pass to Baker as she flashed through the lane, and it's 52-43. The streaks narrow it under 10, the 9-point Central lead. Here's Watkins, has trouble with it, but gets it underneath to Kellum, and Kellum picks it up off the floor and puts it up and through.
That's the steadying force that the Lions have. They're able to get into Tiffany Kellum, and she does positive things with the basketball.
Pacheco now on the left side, dribbles outside the 3-point line, back out to Baker. Now top of the key to Whitney Daler. Daler now bothered out front to Howard, now to Baker. Baker against Kellum, and she's bumped. Looks like a foul there. Pacheco had it, saved it inbounds, but it was picked up by Karis Johnson. Johnson will hand the ball off now to Siobhan Watkins, and the Central Lady Lions will come on the attack right to left. 3 minutes to go here in the ballgame, 54-43 in favor of Peoria Central. Right side now, this is Siobhan Watkins with the ball against Daler. Bounce pass now to Tony Johnson. Johnson with the ball over her head. Back out now to Siobhan Watkins. Watkins guarded by Daler. Now the left-handed dribble, drives the lane. She'll put it up. Good. All the way down the paint.
You got to close that off, Jim. Got to have somebody step up and take a charge right there.
19 points for Siobhan Watkins. Here's Bailey Boyer now. At center court, she's having trouble, still having trouble. Gets it to Howard. Howard straddling the three-point line, but didn't go back over it. Now to Pacheco. 56-43, a 13-point Central lead. Alley-oop to Pacheco. She'll put it up no good. She was intimidated underneath that time by Ariana Christian. And it's picked up now by Watkins, and back on the attack comes Central.
After having such a good shooting morning, Shelby's gone cold as she's only 1 for 5 in this game.
Here's Siobhan Watkins on the left side, now to Tony Johnson. Bounce pass to Kellum. Then it gets it back out, now to Johnson. She'll drive the paint. Now they shovel it right side. Here's a shot up no good by Karis Johnson from the right wing. Rebound Pacheco for Galesburg. Outlet pass Bailey Boyer. Ahead to Howard. Howard now left wing. Cross court pass now to Daler. Underneath Pacheco. Pacheco turnaround jumper, no. She missed everything. And we're going to get a whistle and a pushing foul called underneath. But they'll get Watkins.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting Watkins on this.
That'll be her third. And so Sarah Baker will go to the line and shoot two. She's a 2 for 3 free throw line today. She has 8 points in the game for the Silver Streaks. Boy, there have just been a couple of times in this game where it looked like Galesburg was going to be there and be able to crawl back in it. But every time they've come back to within 5 or 6, got it under 10, Central has been able to go right back out to the lead.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing here, because the streaks have been in this game quite a few times, trailing by 4 coming into this quarter, and then you give up 4 straight points. And every time the streaks make a run, it seems like they get pushed right back out.
Sarah Baker makes them both. 56-44 now, or 45, the 11-point lead. Bounce pass to the right side. Shot up no good by Central. The rebound controlled by Pacheco. And now Pacheco's going to have the ball batted out of bounds by Tony Johnson. And it'll be Galesburg's ball right in front of the Central bench. Jess Hauer will come over. She'll throw it in for Galesburg.
Well, interestingly enough, Monique is on the bench right now. Usually she's in here at the clutch time of the game. Coach must be liking what he's seeing with these girls on the floor right now.
Now we're going to get a bump at center court as Bailey Boyer was run into by Karis Johnson. That'll be her first. And so Bailey, the 5'6 freshman, will go to the line and shoot two for the streaks. Boy, Galesburg unable also to take advantage of all the fouls that Central has had.
Yeah, that's for sure. And they've been at the line a lot.
Bailey Boyer misses the free throw. She kind of looks like Mangieri, just kind of flinging it up there. That time, although she made 2 earlier, she was 2 for 2. She misses both of, no, she's going to get the shooter's roll and make the second one. 3 points for Bailey Boyer now, 56-45. And now Baker almost stole it away from Watkins, and Watkins crossed center court on the dribble with a minute 16 to go in the game. Watkins now back out at center court, gets a bounce pass over to Tony Johnson. Johnson will come on the right side. She's looking over for Karis Johnson, and now will hand it to Karis, and Karis will come out high right side against Bailey Boyer with a minute to go, 56-46, the 10-point Peoria lead. Now up top, this is Siobhan Watkins. Watkins still on the dribble. Watkins now against Daler. She'll drive the paint. Instead, we'll go all the way into the paint, but now we'll shovel it back out to Tony Johnson. Now back out to Watkins with 42 seconds to go in the game. Watkins now, as Boyer comes out on her. They're just a little bit too quick out front for the Streaks. Hillsborough's going to have to foul if they want the ball back. Left side, Karis Johnson. Back up top to Siobhan Watkins at center court. Now to Karis Johnson. Karis Johnson on the dribble. Now to Watkins. And now they'll hand the ball off to Tony Johnson with 20 seconds to go in this one. She has it bounce off her leg, but Tony Johnson picks it back up, guarded by Howard. Now she'll come down the paint, shovels it off on the left side to Ashley Hightower. Back up top down Siobhan Watkins. And now to Tony Johnson as they run it down, and that'll be it. 4 seconds to go, 1 second to go, and the final score will read the Central Lady Lions 56, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 46. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax and have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center, we take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval?
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters? I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team steps out of conference tonight at home against Springfield. Join us for pregame coverage at 7:10 on WGIL.
Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson on WGIL. The news not good today as the Silver Streaks fall 56-46 to the Peoria Central Lady Lions. So Galesburg loses this morning 66-65, a heartbreaker on their home court to Peoria Notre Dame. And then they fall to Peoria Central 56-46. And you know they had a lot of chances in this game, too. The foul trouble that Central got into, the fact that Galesburg was at the line a lot, they were only 20 of 32 from the free throw line. So those 12 free throws would have been the difference in this game.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the Streaks didn't hit those free throws and end up coming out on the short end of this one. It looked like at times, like we've said during the broadcast, that the Streaks were right there and just were knocking on the door and couldn't break through. And I think it goes to the fact that they would go through those portions of the game where they just would come down and two, three, four straight possessions turn the ball over. And it was resulting in easy layups for the Lions in this one.
They only shot six free throws. Central only shot six, made three. We shot 32 in the game and made 20. And I guess that's the way you kind of see the physicality of what this game was like.
Well, and there was a lot of fouls, especially on the Lions' behalf, that went uncalled. So, you know, you don't want to hinge any game success on the officiating, especially one that had a differential of 10 points. You got to perform. But at the same point, it was quite the physical game.
Well, you know what happens. You know, they try to equalize the fouls, although it wasn't equal. Galesburg, you know, Galesburg only had five team fouls in the whole game.
Yeah.
And they had something like 13, probably about 23, 24 team fouls.
Yeah, and that's ultimately where the things ended up for the Streaks too, was the fact that they weren't playing the physical game that the refs seem to be allowing to be played. And when in times like that, you are going to get beat because the other teams bring it to you and you don't bring it to them. And the Streaks haven't really been a physical team at all this year. They play more with their speed and with their shooting ability. And so when you get against these teams that are really physical, especially on the interior, the Streaks always seem to come out on the wrong end.
Our post-game final stance brought to you by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Peoria High School, they up their season record now to 13-7 on the year. 21 points for their All-Stater. She was a fourth-team All-Stater last year, Tiffany Kellum. 19 points for Siobhan Watkins, their 5'5 sophomore three-point shooter, and she was a game-changer today. Watkins really, right when Galesburg crept back up on him, Watkins just shut him right back down. 6 points in the game for Tara Green, who fouled out. Tony Johnson also had six. 4 points in the game for Ashley Hightower. For the Silver Streaks, they were led in scoring in by Monika Warner and Sarah Baker, both had 10 points for Galesburg. Jessica Howard with 3 three-pointers. She had 9 points in the game for the Streaks. 6 points for Shelby Pacheco, 4 for Maddie Boyer. Bailey Boyer had 3, all from the free throw line. And 2 points in the game for Whitney Daler. Kat Mangieri played. She did not score in the game for the Silver Streaks. It was 16-13 in favor of Galesburg at the end of the first quarter, but Peoria High outscored them in the second quarter, 18-7 to lead it at the half, 31-23. Central also outscored Galesburg in the third quarter, 12-8, and we had a nice glimmer there at the end of the third quarter. It was only a 4-point game, 39-35, as Central had the 4-point lead. But Central then outscores them 17-11 in the fourth quarter. They opened it up with, what, 3 straight baskets there,
yeah,
in the fourth quarter, and they win it 56-46.
Yeah, and for the Streaks in this one, the turnover story is the story once again. As I said, at halftime, they had one less turnover, 14-13, or one more turnover, 14-13, compared to that of the Lions. While the Lions in the second half only committed 4 more turnovers, and the Streaks committed another 11. So you end the game with 25 turnovers. That's not going to be a good story for anybody in any game, but especially for the Streaks. Now, they were getting on the boards. Pacheco and Warner each ended with 8 rebounds, but they were unable to keep Tiffany Kellum off the boards, as she was able to pull in 12. And the offensive rebounding numbers 13 for the Lions, which resulted in 11 points, and that's just pretty much the differential in the game right there. If you keep them off those offensive boards, you'd be right back into this game.
Kellum seemed to do it so effortlessly, you know.
She did, and you know, there were at times in during the broadcast we talked about the fact that there was potentially an overback that could have been called, but at the same time, the Streaks just weren't grabbing the ball in, and the loose balls in the first half seemed to be going the Streaks' way, whereas when the tide turned in the second half, it looked like the Streaks were having a heck of a time pulling the ball in.
So the Silver Streaks now on the season, they are going to drop to 9-12 on the season, and I know
I believe it's 9-13 now.
9-13?
Yeah.
That's right. It would be 9-13. And so, you know, Coach Massey doesn't like to talk about it. The 20-game season that the Register Mail has been pounding on as we look at Aaron Fry standing down in front of the scores table waiting to speak to Coach Massey. But the fact is that that 20-win season is certainly in jeopardy.
Yeah, it is, with minus some big run during the state tournament. It looks like that's going to go by the wayside. But you can't be great all the time, I suppose, and this is going to be one of those rebuilding years for the Streaks, and ultimately it's going to come down to the Streaks learning from this experience and moving forward in the future.
Our interview with Coach Evan Massey is brought to you on WGIL by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The Streaks lose it 56-46. Evan, you were down by only 4 at the end of the third quarter, but those 3 straight baskets really hurt at the beginning of the fourth.
Did, and you know, I think, I don't know why, you know, who knows, at this point in the year I'm tired of you know, you come when you lose, it really gets old coming on the radio and, you know, trying 10 minutes after the game to be analyzed, you know, the big picture and the tendency sometimes in games, what happens is as a coach even or as a fan, you focus on, you know, one particular aspect. And once you get focused on it, it's hard to go off of it and stuff. I don't know if I'm accurate, but I feel better about how we played this afternoon than I did about how we played this morning. I think in part because I feel like Notre Dame was a much more winnable game than Peoria Central was. I think the frustrating thing here with this game is you look of the segment you said there at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and then there was one where there was that burst where I think we went from maybe 21-20 to down 29-21, something like that.
Yeah, Siobhan Watkins had the two threes and then the drive down the lane.
Good memory. Yeah, that, you know, you look of today's a game where out of the 32 minutes, you know, it may have been just a minute and a half in that first half and a minute and a half in the second half. And I would try to argue that it may have been that we were equal to or better than them for maybe 28 minutes, but we were so much inferior to them during that 4 minutes that we lose the game. And that, you know, I think that becomes a difference in what you do. And you know, so I don't know. I mean, I think I am happy and admire the fact that we came out against a team that's very aggressive, and you wonder after a loss like this morning how they'll respond. And I thought we came out, you know, probably as well as we've come out in game lately, and we focused. So that
press work got a lot of turnovers.
Yeah,
the girls seemed to play with a lot of fire in the beginning there, and coming out that three quarter press look we haven't seen a whole lot this year. That you seem to have a lot of success with that, especially in the early going.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's you know, there's different, you know, you can try different. I think they're quicker that you see there at the end. We had trouble trapping them, and so that wasn't going to work. And I don't think we could press them full court man-to-man. So the options are to try and cover less of the floor. So we backed it up. And, you know, to be honest, that's not, I think, in terms of technique, one of our better presses. But I think it, you know, created problems for them in terms of with airs and things like that. But, I talked to the girls, you know, before the game, we talked some and just said, you know, at this point, as a coach, you look at and, you know, I don't have the answer. If I had the answer, we'd do things differently. So, but it's, you know, you look and you say, well, you know, what are the options at this point? Are the options, you know, say, hey, we got to just, you know, blow it up and start over wholesale and, you know, take the freshman, sophomore, varsity and have tryouts. You know, that's pretty dramatic. Is it a case that you look and you say, you know, we just need to, you know, put one or two kids in? Or do you say, you know, hey, we just got to have courage and say, you know, what we're doing, we just have to keep working and working and working and get better at it. And, you know, I don't have the answer of, you know, which of those three is the right one. But I think, you know, history shows that you're best off to, you know, take the approach that involves hard work and try and get the job done.
And you say the kids work hard, and you say the practices are good, and, you know, all that stuff is positive.
I think, you know, individually there's some of them that need to challenge and work harder on their individual game self-improvement, and we'll keep doing that. But that's, you know, I think the gauntlet, it's very frustrating for the kids right now. It's very frustrating for me. Because I don't really, you know, I don't feel and I don't think they feel like, you know, we're seeing any light at the end of the tunnel and stuff. And, you know, you look here, this is a pretty good team, and this morning's a decent team, and, you know, we're knocking on the door. What we've got to do is we've got to have we've got, what, 8 games? We've got to, at some point, we've got to break through and win some of these games is what's got to happen. And the kids need it in order to kind of get bolstered and get their, you know, get going stuff.
Coach, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
bye.
You, Coach.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball and WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hello, everyone. This is Zach Theobald, Detail Shop Manager at Dave's. What a great time of year to have your car cleaned up by someone else. Whether you want a while you wait superwash, 3-hour superwash and wax, or a total detail, our crew can take care of everything for you while you sip some coffee or read a magazine. We will get the grime off your car fast and economically. When you want professional detailing, don't forget to tell them Zach sent you.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show, featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Lyman, Eric Gibson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is Mynika Warner. She had 12 points. How many rebounds?
Eight rebounds. Four blocks.
Unfortunately, she missed a couple of easy ones.
She did. She was 3-for-9. And, you know, one of the things was that she was getting pushed around a little bit in the inside with Kellum in there. Tiffany Kellum's going to be given a lot of leeway in the use of her body. But on the other end, not as easy for Mynika to keep on the defensive positioning.
The Winter Classic Tournament will conclude on Monday. We'll be on the air at 11:40, tip-off at noon, as the Streak girls will play at Morton. So we're looking forward to heading to Morton for that ball game. And then next Thursday, we'll have the ball game against United Township at John Thiel Gym. And then the Streaks game with Rock Island has been rescheduled for Monday, the 26th, and it will be at Rock Island at 7 o'clock on that Monday night. And don't forget the boys tonight. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will be bringing you the Silver Streak boys against the Springfield Senators tonight. That game will be at John Thiel Gym, and we're going to try to get back and take a look at that game tonight. Mike Rux's sophomores were winners. They defeated Peoria Central 68-39 today. So Mike Rux's sophomores are now 12-5 on the season. I have a suspicion we may see some of those sophomore girls here in the next couple of weeks. The varsity final, Galesburg falls now to 9-13 on the season as they lose to Peoria Central 56-46. Our thanks to Chris LeGros back at the studio, along with the K spinning the dials at the Galesburg on East Simmons Street in Galesburg. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. The final again, it was Peoria High 56, Galesburg 46. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Pates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Pates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
What you need around your house is on sale now at Farm King. Save more than $4 on a 4-pack of Green Light Mini Compact Fluorescent Light Bulbs. Save $10 on a Honeywell Digital Space Heater with a timer. And take $5 off the regular price of all MagLite flashlights at Farm King. Protect your valuables with this buyer's choice, a programmable quick-access security safe with alarm, $39.99. From pet food and bedding to tires and wiper blades, you'll save on what you need most now at Farm King.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
This has been a WGIL sports presentation.